This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. The Quran never fails to impress. The more you study, the more you explore, the more you will be mesmerized by the Quran. وَكَلَامُ رَبِّي لَا يَجِئُ بِمِثْلِهِ أَحَدٍ. And none can produce the like of the Quran. وَلَوْ جُمِعَتْ لَهُ الثَّقَلَانِ. Even if you were to merge the human and the jinn kind. فِيهِ عِلْمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخَرِينَ. It possesses the knowledge of the past and the future. وَلَكِنْ تَقَاصَرَتْ عَنْهُ أَفْهَامُ النَّاسِ. But human intellect is just evolving gradually to tap into the beauty of the Quran. Now, that's just the preamble for me to share with you the beauty of yet another verse of the Quran. So I was reading through and perusing and researching, and I came across this phenomenal exploration in Kamalain. We are referring to two verses primarily, verse number 13 and verse number 14 of the fourth juz and the fourth chapter of the Quran, Surah An-Nisa. And the 13th and the 14th verse. In the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the dwellers of paradise. May Allah make us amongst them. In the latter verse, Allah speaks about the occupants of hell. May Allah protect us from that. However, this is the beauty and the fine point and the reflection. When addressing the bounty of Jannah, Allah referred to the dwellers of Jannah in a plural form. And when referring to the occupants of hell, Allah referred to it in a singular form. So let me translate and then we expound on it. The verse goes as follows, and this is a verbatim translation. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And the one who obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتِ. Allah will enter him into gardens. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Beneath which rivers will flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Allah says in a plural form, they will dwell in paradise with eternity. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That's the greatest form of success, accomplishment and triumph. In verse number 14, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهِ. And the one who disobeys Allah, وَرَسُولَهُ. And His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ. And he trespasses the limits and the boundaries of the Almighty. يُدْخِلْهُ. Allah will enter him, نَارًا, into fire, خَالِدًا فِيهَا. But he will dwell there alone. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for him is a disgraceful punishment. So the scholars pick up on this. Why did Allah refer to entry into Jannah in a plural context in this ayah and refer to entry into hell in a singular format in this ayah? Of course, there are other verses of the Quran. We're touching and discussing these two verses. And this is what is mentioned in Kamalain, and I was blown away by this here. إِنَّ الْخُلُودَ فِي دَارِ الثَّوَابِ بِصِفَةِ الْإِجْتِمَاعِ أَجْلَبُ لِلْأُنْسِ. To enhance excitement and joy is like, you know what, we're on a holiday, and take a guess who's with? My friends, my siblings, my parents. So you will be in the gardens of Jannah, and the highlight will be eternity in Jannah, and then to be with your family and friends. That would just be the, you know, absolute euphoria, joy, excitement, jubilation of another level. And then when speaking about punishment and torment and difficulty and trauma, etc., وَإِنَّ الْخُلُودَ فِي دَارِ الْعِقَابِ بِصِفَةِ الْإِنْفِرَادِ أَشَدُّ فِي إِسْتِجْلَابِ الْوَحْشَ. And to add to the pain and the agony and the distress of a person in misery is to know you alone. If you're in pain and someone is with you, it kind of comforts you. But if you know you're in misery and you are alone, speak to those who have loneliness in this world, and may Allah make it easy. It's a challenge in its own way. So we ask Allah to bless us with entry into Jannah and eternity with our entire families, and ultimately to be amongst those who will be privileged with the neighborhood of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.